Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. Today, I would like to share with you some issues that I see time and time again in the family. And I will tell you that before you go out and you want to protest or start up a crusade or campaign or cause, let's make sure that some issues are dealt with within your family. Let's make sure that there is no weakness around you, where somebody can come in and play a game or two with you. Let's make sure that there is a supportive network that's willing to go all the way with you. Because you see, too many people have a lot of big ideas, but they end up falling flat with a lot of their visions and dreams and so forth because they have the wrong people around them. They have the wrong connections, associations, and so forth. And then some don't have anyone, not even God himself, to give them the approval on anything. So I felt moved to want to talk about the issues, especially in the Black community, aka African American community, because they are still holding the people back in so many different ways. And these aren't the national issues, you know, these aren't the political issues. No, these are just family issues. Issues within the family structure that hold our people back, our leaders back, those ones that they are destined, they are called, but they can't be leaders because they're dealing with these issues that I'm about to get into right now. Okay. I saw recently where one man who was speaking so well on so many different topics in the African American community end up being weakened by a woman. And that hurt because, as one man put it, he knew better. He knew better. He knew that he was being watched, but yet he fell for the bait. And so I'm here today to bring these issues up. And I'm doing it in such a way so that those of you all who had that stirring in your spirit to do something with your vision, with your idea, with your cause, will deal with these issues on the home front before you go all the way. Because we don't need to see another brother, so to speak, falling behind some foolishness. But it happens. It happens time and time again because people don't go into things with both eyes open, Lord Jesus. They go into things with one eye closed. Come on. They are doing all sorts of signs. They're caught up in so much stuff. They've got their names on some things. You know what I'm talking about, some of you all who are researchers. And so before long, they get blindsided. They thought the group, the association, the connection had their back when all they wanted was to use them for a little bit to further their agenda, their cause. And then the poor brother, the poor sister is off on the sidelines nursing their wounds. You can put some names to what I'm talking about, because if you've been watching enough YouTube videos and you've been attending enough conferences and so forth, you know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. In recent years, we've seen a number of movies that could either propel us to do great and mighty things in the future or could send us backward. I personally think that a lot of these, shall we say, subservient types of movies, I think that they're designed to set us back rather than propel us forward. But I personally take some of the diamonds within some of those movies and use them to help folks, to encourage them from a spiritual perspective, that is, not from a secular one. But these issues are within the family structure. You need to get these dealt with first before you go out here wanting to spread the news all over the place, the cause, the vision, and all of that. Let's get into them. First things first, the ignorant programming from media being mimicked within our families. We've got some of the young folks that'll sit there and they'll watch a predominantly black cast doing something. Next thing you know, they're just regurgitating all of the foolishness. Okay. I remember years back attending an event. I've also been around various people where everybody got a good laugh at how well and how good folks acted out various characters in movies, aka Scarface, or for example, I should say, Scarface and some of the movies from the 90s, scenes where Tupac was in movies, movies with Ice Cube in it, you know. I mean, they could be able to recite the lines, mimic the characters, even have nicknames based on the characters, okay? Just ridiculous stuff. Then the Godfathers, and some will even hang up posters on their walls worshiping these men, some of the rappers named after some of these characters. That's sick. That's sick. Some folks say it's all entertainment. Not when you start taking fictional stuff or based on true stories, doesn't matter, but you're putting it in your personality. You're including it in the way that you do things. And it's not to uplift or build people up. No, it's destructive characters. It's crazy characters. It's wild characters. It's stupid characters. Okay? Ignorant programming is not going to get you far when folks are sitting in boardrooms wanting to cut checks, wanting to talk about, okay, now what again was your vision? What's your cause? Let me see your paperwork on this. I mean, sometimes you can even see some of the characters show up in people's faces. They're demonic spirits, if you will. And then the next thing you know, someone gets cut out of a deal because they got something about their vibe that's just not right. And young people think that it's okay to mimic some of these characters. It's okay to be like what the rappers describe. And come on, that's foolishness. It's foolishness. What happened to be yourself? What happened to, you know, breaking ignorant programming? Ghetto programming. Next point, encouraging toxic relationships with individuals who are very negative. I see this time and time again. Why would you encourage a woman who is in an abusive relationship to stay? Oh, for the sake of children. Excuse me? That's sick. Why would you encourage your relatives to stick it out or invite negative folks to your gatherings and so forth? Leave those sorry folks at home. How are they going to further a cause or support you on an agenda? And a lot of times these negative folks are broke, busted, and disgusted anyway. And those that do have a little bit of money, and I'll get to them a little bit later, they're a waste of time if they're negative on top of that. Okay, so then the next point is the lack of interest in educating oneself outside of requirements. Okay, so education is supposed to stop after a high school diploma, after an associate, a bachelor or a doctorate degree or a master's. I mean, come on. What is wrong with some folks? Open up a book without somebody telling you to open up a book. Open up a book without an incentive, okay? Without someone saying to you that you'll get this little piece of paper, you know, if you study. Okay, how about I just open up a book and study and show thyself approved unto God? And then I take the knowledge that he dispenses, you know, and the wisdom that he dispenses and all of the other good stuff. And then I apply it to my agenda, to my vision, to my dream, to my goal. How about I do that? Because see, one thing about man is man knows which way you're coming when you read out of his books. But when you study and show thyself approved with the Lord, oh, he can't even fathom which way you're coming. You see, some of you all, you're called to fly in stealth mode into some of these groups and establishments with your agendas and so forth. But if you're reading out the same textbook as the enemy, he already see you coming. The next point, esteeming folks that haven't deserved or earned respect. Okay? Now, you're going to invite these folks that haven't showed you anything that says that they're trustworthy, whether they're family or not, it doesn't matter. They haven't showed you that. They haven't showed you that they got their own house in order. They haven't shown you that they have done anything to better, you know, humanity or to help other people. They've done nothing, but yet you continue to open up your doors. You continue to finance them, okay? When you know that maybe some of these folks got a history of cheating on wives and continue to, or cheating on husbands, that they've got a long list of negative stuff that they're still into. We're not talking about people that got saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and are living righteously. We're talking about people still in some mess. Why aren't you banning them from your social circle? Social circles. Why are you not pulling back your money from them? Why is it that they're still allowed to show up at the holiday gatherings? You see, that's why some folks don't like to do business with some people, because I see who your circle is. I don't think so. You see, those folks getting in. They get to sit at your table, but yet I can't. What's up with that? How about this next point? Self-centeredness and selfishness. Okay, these are issues now, issues within the family structure. People always want to talk about the national and political issues. I'm talking about issues in the family structure that are poisonous, that are coming out of the family structure, and they're infiltrating our community, our workplaces, our churches, our schools, okay? And even these things have a way of having a boomerang effect. They come back and they start tearing away at your family. You may have dumped that poison out on some other folks and you thought, okay, yeah, I got paid for, you know, putting out all this mess and I know it's wrong and whatever else. But then it boomerangs and comes back on your family. Oh, now you want to change. Now you want to do something different. You see, let's nip these things in the bud as best we know how within our own family structures. So then we've got the self-centered and selfish folks who sit there and it's all about me. It's all about what can you hook me up with. It's all about being there for me when I need you. But then when I don't need you, bye-bye, see you. Okay, these folks. Okay, they've already proven that they're about themselves, right? They've shown themselves strong when it comes to their self-centeredness and their selfish behavior. Why are we still letting them into our circle? Why are we still talking to them on the phone? Why are we still laughing with them? All they are going to do is eventually take all your energy, all your time, all your money and stuff. And meanwhile, you're not getting your agenda, your vision, your dream accomplished because you've dumped so much energy into them. I remember sitting back thinking all these hours that I invested talking to people on the phone, listening to their issues, supporting them, you know, giving them some advice. And then when I compared all of what I said and all of what I did compared to what they did for me spiritually, okay, and mentally, not so much physically, but spiritually and mentally first, I said, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. Then once I looked at the physical part of things, I said, well, wait a minute. When I was given some physical support, so to speak, there was always them, okay, in it. Somewhere along the line, they benefited from something, you know, it wasn't like they just gave me. There was always some type of something they anticipated or hoped for as a result. So self was still in it, you see. Okay, let's move on to the next issue that needs to be dealt with in the family. And I hope that some of you all, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I hope that some of you all raise a protest, you know, and really deal with the issues. Because if they are bothering you and they're affecting your dreams, your visions, your goals, somebody needs to hold up a sign within their own family and say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. We've got to come to the round table and deal with these issues. Greed. Greed is another one. So many people are all about more, more, more. They're greedy at your dinner table for more food. They're greedy when it comes to what you give them in your household. Oh, well, can I get that coat too? I mean, I know you already gave me like three coats, but can I get another one? I know you already gave me some money for my house and everything, but can I get some more money 'cause I need such and such? Meanwhile, they holding on to everything they got. You call them up. Oh, I don't have. You see? And we want to take these people along with us where God is taking us. I beg to differ. You can't come with me. You can't come with me, greedy person. How about addictions? A lot of that happens in the African-American community, especially when it comes to that doggone weed smoking. Okay? And then that is promoted by all of the rap songs out here and the rappers and so forth. Alcohol, another one. So you got drugs and you got porn addictions. And people think that addiction, oh no, it's okay, I got it under control. Okay, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years later, still grappling with addiction. Now, if you're so busy pleasuring yourself with any number of things, how are you going to be able to focus long enough on the cause, on the agenda? I mean, we got to wait for you to go pleasure yourself while we're in the next room trying to get some things done. Come on now. And then here's the thing about addictions. They come back to haunt you later. Let's say that you do have a serious plan. Okay. And it's going to be the kind of plan where CIA, FBI, everybody's going to be looking at you at some point. And those that are affiliated with you. If your addiction is drugs, alcohol, or porn, they are going to sooner or later use those addictions against you. If they know your weakness is any one of these, and other folks know that that's your weakness too, that's going to be the very thing that'll kill you or kill your cause or what have you. What about this other issue? Undiagnosed mental disorders. So if you don't have all the addictions, well, maybe you have an undiagnosed mental disorder. You see, now within the family structure, that happens. You got addiction, and the addiction, though, occurred as a result of the undiagnosed mental disorder. And folks say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so's crazy and they look the other way. Or so-and-so, well, you know, they got their issues, but come on, babies, go ahead on over there with them. Excuse me? So people that you know is a little bit touched, a little bit off, they're still allowed to be around the kids. And then you wonder why abuse has happened in the family. Because look at what folks do. Some people got a long track record of doing any number of wicked things, but yet the family will continue to trust their wives with crazy uncle who likes to flirt with everybody in the family, and then fault the woman if something happens. They'll trust cousin so-and-so with the kids, then fault the kids because cousin so-and-so got out of hands. Well, you know he was crazy. Well, why were the kids around them to begin with? Yeah, why were they? But you encouraged it. Well, I didn't think he was going to act like a fool. I didn't know he was going to do that to the babies. See how sick that sounds? And some of you all got relatives that's always encouraging family togetherness, knowing that we're in a room with the narcissist, with the bipolar, with the dissocial or antisocial, knowing that we're in the room with the psychopath. Everybody got to get together, and then you wonder why folks start fighting. All that undiagnosed mental disorder stuff going on in the family. And then some folks got the nerve to want these people to volunteer for their various causes. You know, sooner or later, they're going to mess up. You know that, right? Why are we getting them involved? Well, that's Uncle so-and-so. That's Aunt so-and-so. We can't get them involved. Addictions and mental disorders that are unchecked, that's a walking time bomb. That's a walking time bomb. How about dysfunctional intimate relationships? That's another issue. We have folks in the family. They want to be a part of your organization, or maybe they want to help you out with any number of things, but they can't seem to get their act together with their spouse. Now they're coming to the group and they're polluting everybody's ears with their no good husband, no good boyfriend, no good wife, no good girlfriend. Nah, we can't bring you along either. But nope, you still don't have that in check. Because every time I turn around, you're going to start telling me about all this drama that's going on between you and him. No, you go ahead on and stay at home. Take care of him. Take care of her. But, nope, no buts about it. Keep your butt at home. You see, these are issues. Once again, protest these issues. Deal with these issues at home. Fatherless children. Too many children being born. To these fathers who they don't care, or they care too much. Oh, my baby, I can't have her going here. I can't have her doing this. And then your baby goes out and acts buck wild behind all of your just crazy making behavior, because you know how you are, daddy. And then you got some who they don't care. So then if daddy's not going to be there, we need to have enough people around that will step in, that will substitute. Where's the movements that were going on, you know, for that? Making sure that there were father figures around. But they're pushing everything else, right? Pushing all of this gender stuff, sexuality stuff. What, Lord Jesus. What about unwanted pregnancies? That's another issue. You tell these people to have these babies, okay? Oh, you can't have an abortion. Nope, you shouldn't do that. Okay, well then, where's the support system then? Are you going to watch that baby? Are you going to be there for that mother? Because some mothers, they're having nervous breakdowns as we speak because they had children that they really didn't want. But somebody got in their ear and told them you shouldn't have an abortion. But now you can't give her the money, or you don't have the time, or that's not my business. Interesting. But you put your mouth, though, on not having an abortion. Or what about those who have had abortions, but now they're depressed, now they're upset, now they got all sorts of issues down there as a result? Where's the support there? Those that said, oh, it's a woman's right to choose and pro-choice and all that. Put your money where your mouth is, huh? You see? Or how about we just talk to these folks and we let them know from the start what we're not going to be putting up with, what we're not going to be dealing with, and that you protect yourself, young lady? Or how about abstinence is the best thing? STDs. Well, you got these pimps, players, and hustlers telling their sons and nephews and cousins, you know, and patting them on the back, go on out there, get yourself a girl, uh-huh. And then they come around with these diseases, and then a girl has her share of diseases, and folks is cheating on each other, and folks is encouraging, go out with this one, go out with that one, juggle them all at the same time. Yeah, that's what I've done, that's what I did. Come on now. Another issue, lack of faith, no healthy spiritual enlightenment. What's wrong with morals? What's wrong with having some morals? What's wrong with having some ethics? What's wrong with opening up the Bible and reading it and studying and showing thyself approved? What's wrong with reading the commandments? Without a healthy spiritual enlightenment, some type of moral compass, I'm sorry, people in a community are destined to fail. They're destined to fail. Somebody's going to steal. Somebody's going to kill. Somebody's going to say it's okay, it's all right, because no one bothered to spend any time with them when it comes to the word of the Lord. No one goes over what the playbook is at the workplace, what they will not tolerate. Moms and dads, they don't have any type of rule book. Kids run around, do what they want to do. Well, I remember how my parents were. They were so strict, and so I just didn't want, you know, my kids to end up, please. Stop with the excuses. Teach children right from wrong. Teach yourself right from wrong. You see, you got some folks that are like this. And then we got to deal with them, whether through our children or whether one-on-one. You know you don't touch my stuff. You know you don't come over here helping yourself to my things. And all of this does what over the long term when these issues are left unaddressed, when folks don't want to sit down and have the roundtable discussions within their families before they get out here wanting to protest this, that, and the other, trying to recreate a civil rights movement of sorts every time police brutality issues come up. But what about your household? The Lord says, what about your household? Get your household in order. There's some police brutality right there in the household. You got a mom and dad that's the police, and the brutal stuff is going on with their own children. Or you got some boyfriends doing some nasty stuff to some children. Or you got some girlfriends hitting on their men and then lying to the police, trying to play that they're victims when they know that they started the mess. Okay? Oh, we got a lot of foolishness going on in the community. But yet you feel strong enough and bold enough, some of you all, not all, to go out there on the front lines and deal with those issues? When I think back and I see all those black and white pictures year after year about the civil rights movement and the strides that all of the different, you know, people made back then, I also think about all of the families that went through much, including Dr. Martin Luther King's family, as a result of protesting. Yes, I'm glad that all those things happened because we all have been benefiting over the years. But we could have some serious movements taking place even now if folks would get their households in order and be able to unify and put monies together. We got greedy folks that hold on to everything, got all sorts of resources, but don't want to give up anything. No connections, no money, no anything. They're greedy amongst their own family. We got individuals who are just known for lying about everything within our own family. And then these same individuals will get out here and lie to everybody about who they know, what they can do, and everything else. We cannot be a collective unit going out here fighting a good fight, whatever that fight might be, whatever it is that God might drop in your spirit or what's already in your spirit, if you can't get the family business straight first. Get your family stuff straight. Cut off some folks first and foremost, because you don't want them following you when it is time to make the move. And I'll tell you, there is an uprising. There is an uprising. I feel it all in my spirit. And some individuals, they came out with all sorts of movies and so forth to try to create an atmosphere of ugliness and, you know, just all sorts of dramas and so forth. And it didn't really work as planned. There wasn't as much of an uprising as they thought. They were trying to recreate a civil rights movement of the past and really make some great strides on some things, but it didn't really work so much. Well, that's because there's a lot of things going on in people's homes, and they don't have the energy and they don't have the time to invest into too much of anything, especially when they're being programmed not to think beyond what's going on in the family. That's why I'm saying, let's clear the table. Let's get all the junk off the table. Let's get all the toxic people off the table. Let's get all of the foolishness off the table. Let's disconnect from stupidity. And let's get real with the issues on the national level and political level at some point. But we're not there yet for some of you all. I know you're like itching to want to do some great and mighty things, but we're not there yet because God still wants a people to start cutting away and cutting off some things and some people first, because we can't bring them along the ride. You know, I want to ride with some folks, but I can't ride with some folks because I know that they're into too much stuff and they got too many stupid connections. And they don't have the mentality to be able to go the distance. Before long, they're going to start wanting to drink, and they're going to want to start looking at their porn, and they're going to want to start connecting with this one and that one sexually. We can't unify. So when the time comes to do some great and mighty things, I need some strong-minded individuals that's not going to fall apart every time they see a big butt. I need some strong-minded individuals that's not going to be so caught up in the church legalism that they're fearful of doing what's right and true. I need some strong-minded individuals that are going to get their household in order, and that they're not afraid to say bye to matriarchs and patriarchs, and let's get it, and let's get it. Okay? I need some folks that's not scared of looking folks in their face and telling them like it is. I need some folks that's generous, that want to put their money where their mouth is. The cause, the agenda, the dreams, the goals, and all of that, each one of us has something in our spirits. But some of us haven't gotten the full unveiling yet because we're still doing some cutting. I can put my hand up on that one. We're still cutting away. So we can't set up the chessboard quite yet. But one day, we will be released. And when we are released, there's going to be some change. And it's definitely not going to be business as usual. It's definitely not going to look like what we've seen time and time and time again during February. They keep putting out the same tired programming. No, we live in some modern day times, and we need to do some things with a twist. It's not all bad, and we don't want to reinvent any wheels. But we do want to do some things in such a way where they're upgraded. Upgraded like a software program comes out every year. Upgraded like a phone that comes out every year. You're going to keep putting this programming stuff out here from the civil rights movement and so forth. Well, guess what? We need an upgrade. So this is just something for you guys to think about. Those of you all with a vision, with an agenda, with a dream. This is also a recording for those of you all who want to know, what are the issues in the African American community? I gave you enough of them for you to sit back and do some more research and get some estimates and some numbers and all of that good stuff to go along with those issues. And then piece together some things and let's talk about them. Well, I thank you so much for listening. And as always, to God be the glory.